Baker's operatives did uncover legitimate fraud cases inside the Army of the Potomac. His detectives arrested one captain there for illegally selling flour from commissary stores. Even Patrick thought the captain was guilty. Army quartermaster officers also thought Baker's men were more skilled than Patrick's soldiers at catching smugglers and black marketers. Patrick, however, thought Baker had more in mind than law enforcement. He had evidence that Baker was trying to burrow his agents into the Potomac Army's postal operation to read soldiers' mail, and he suspected Baker had spies wandering around the camps looking for derogatory information to telegraph back to Washington. Patrick had reason to be wary. Baker did have an informant who wormed his way into Patrick's department to keep him posted on what the provost marshal and his deputy George Sharp were up to. The Baker-Patrick feud became particularly volatile over liquor and women. Baker was outraged over the whiskey, prostitutes, and pornography pouring into hookers' camps, which in fact were gaining a reputation for being places no self-respecting man or woman could visit. Stanton worried as well that the vice problem had gotten out of hand. So did Patrick. Out riding one day, he dressed down a group of soldiers imbibing at 11 o'clock in the morning. He launched a campaign to punish officers abusing their liquor privilege, rounded up whores and sent them packing, and hauled away boxes of dirty books being sold to troops. Patrick also suspected that Hooker was involved in some of the liquor and sex trafficking. But the provost marshal bitterly fought Baker's swooping in to clean up the problem. Convinced that sutlers were bribing army officers to allow liquor to be illegally ferried in government ships to Aquia Creek Landing, and that Patrick had been giving passes to prostitutes to visit the camps, Baker set out to stop the flow. He posted detectives at the Washington wharfs, aboard the ships, and at Aquia Creek Landing to seize suspicious packages. He rode out at one point to Washington's 6th Street wharf to oversee the seizures himself. Complaints poured into Patrick's department from angry Potomac Army officers who complained that Baker's detectives had stolen not only liquor and wine legally shipped to them, but also a trove of other items, such as blankets, chewing tobacco, clothing, and in one instance, a bushel of oysters with crockery. The seizures were causing a good deal of ill feeling throughout this army, Patrick warned Washington.